All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer, the communion class. I thank God for it. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all the wonderful things you have in store for us today. Bless every speaker, every word that comes forth. Bless it to be something to help us go forward in you. Lord, I thank you that you're with us. And Lord, help us do all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
All right, you know, I'm glad that he's in charge.
Amen.
And, you know, you learn so much more when you commit to him, when you commit your life to him.
Amen.
And last week we made it right down. I'm going to start at verse 21, and then I'm going to.
Book and chapter.
17. Okay. St. John 17.
He's getting there.
Verse 21, that they may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Mm. Verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. And remember, this glory, it starts in seed form and it grows. There's no limit to it.
Whoa.
You know,
thank you, brother.
He's taking us somewhere, and the Lord takes us.
Oh, yes, he is.
Lord, Lord, thank you.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
He takes us at our own pace.
We got some coming attractions.
Yeah. You both.
Amen.
He said, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
He's given us glory. Okay.
And it's gonna, and it grows. It's more and more obvious as time goes on, as we commit to him. Verse 23, he said, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Now, all of these things that Jesus talked about causes us to graduate in life. Love, believing, which is faith. The glory, which is what follows faith. Your vision, everything is, it just multiplies. Everything that God makes starts out in seed form and it grows. And you begin to have more vision. You know, I said, Lord, there are things that I don't know about prosperity, and I want you to train me so that I can do better at it. Mm-hmm. Throughout my life, I focused on other things, mm-hmm. you know, and I focused on standing at one point. Then we got that part covered. Then I started focusing on following God, and then I focused on healing, being able to receive healing. Everything had its own challenge because the world is in opposition. And I had to unlearn some things and learn new things. We grow from glory to glory. So the last challenge I said, well, prosperity. I want you to teach me more about prosperity so I can prosper easy.
Yeah. You know, the scripture, do exceedingly above all that we ask or think.
Mm-hmm.
God actually wants us to do that.
Yeah.
Because we have to speak it forth in this earth. You know, it's like, woo, we suppose that's kind of unreachable thing. But he wants us to ask him exceedingly above what you can ask or think to get it in the earth. Because you'd think of just, Noah didn't have near what we got.
Mm-hmm.
And he believed God and saved all mankind.
Yeah.
Built a boat.
Everything is that way.
A huge boat that nobody knew how to build. Mm-hmm. And that was exceedingly above all that he could ask for.
When the world was very discouraging.
Yes. Good, Mary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Woo,
yeah.
Glory. So politically, we can ask above all.
Above all. And I learned something from him. I would ask him for finances that I need. He'll say, that's not enough.
Yeah.
Just like Pastor made the reference last week. Somebody asked him for some money. He said, that's not enough. And and that happened several times. So some months ago, I started praying that way and asking him to show me things. And he always trained me, and I always learned. And now he's got Pastor talking about, well, when you believe God for something, you have to have a vision for it here.
Mm-hmm. mind or imagination.
Then, and hope. And then you can believe, and it'll happen. So every the element, sometimes the elements we need, we don't know them. And we have to receive that step before we go any further. It's not that God said no. It's easy to prosper. When he was dealing with me about healing, he said, this is easy as picking fruit. He always give you a visual reference so you can get it. And that's how I know him. Every time I ran into a challenge, I sit down, I say, okay, Lord, now, you know all this stuff. I don't. I got to teach people. I want to know. I don't like being in any form of defeat. So we're going to have to, I got to learn. That's the only way it's going to work.
That's good.
Sometimes people want, they just want to fix the problem, and I like to understand it so I can kill it.
Okay, so you can walk it.
Yeah.
It can be a lifestyle.
I don't like things nagging me in the back of my mind. I'm like David. Let's just kill the giant so we can live. And you do that by getting an understanding. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, you'll keep bumping into it along the road of your life. Let's just learn these things, kill it. Go forward.
All right. Let's go. That's good.
He gave me a dream. He was before I had the motorcycle wreck. He showed me that the enemy had a plot to kill his people. And in that season, a guy that used to play the keyboards for Pastor Jackson got killed. Within a week or so that I had the motorcycle wreck. Well, what I dreamt was, I was with. Four guys, we were out there fishing. And one of the guys had on the waders, you know, the wading pants. And it was like a beach, and we was fishing out there. And he caught what looked like a largemouth bass. It looked like it weighed 15 pounds from our vantage point. And so he had a 10-pound test line, and I knew this. And in the dream, I knew that wasn't strong enough for that fish, so he had to get the fish tired. So he waded out in the water. Well, the fish bit him. It wasn't a fish, it was a snake. Yeah. And it had fangs and it had scales like a fish, but it was 30 feet long like a snake. And I told the other guys, hey, he got bit. Let's go in the water and kill the snake and get him out of here and get the guy out of here and save his life. That was my first instinct. Let's rescue him and kill that snake. And he's in the water. So he would have had the advantage, but we're going in the water to kill this snake. And I had that dream, and my brother-in-law had a dream. We prayed for each other. And then when I got on the freeway, I had that motorcycle wreck, but I didn't get killed. The enemy had an attack against people that love God. So I won that round, but the Lord showed it to me. And he always showed me things in a dream. Or if there's something up, he'll give us warning. And, but that was my first instinct. Let's kill this thing. Let's kill it. When I had the wreck, I was on the ground before I knew it. And I said, Jesus. And then I said it again, Jesus. And the second time I knew I was going to live. And I almost got ran over by two cars. But I was fine. Nothing broken, just like the Lord. I knew that I would be fine while I was still sliding on I-20. I mean, I-59.
Ooh, he was on the freeway, too.
Yeah. And a car hit me and knocked me off of it. And I slid half the length of this room.
Whoa.
And when I stopped, I saw a tire and a headlight coming, and I was thrown out of the way because I was laying down. I couldn't have jumped up that fast, but I live. I'm here. Satan lost. And when he do things like that, he's afraid of something. And we have the victory. We have everything the word gives us, we have it. It's up to us to do what to receive whatever we need to know so that we can work it. And that's what I like to do. Sometimes I know that we have the covenant and the agreement, and I agree with it with all I got. But whatever I don't understand, or if I need to know something new, the Lord is ready to give me that glory. He's ready to give me that training. And there's always something you're going to have to be trained in order to have the victory you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not. It doesn't bother me. It's just a factor. You know, I don't know everything. But the problems, I want to at least be able to kill those problems. And then I enjoy my time with the Lord. And whenever in ministry, when the Lord speaks in repetition, he's helping you to build a vision for something. For years, he would say the same thing, and it got in my spirit. His word charges our heart. And to get to the next step, I was going to need that charge. I was going to have enough faith and vision for the next step. And that's why when you train in the Lord, you become prepared for what's coming. And the Lord will prepare you against the challenges you'll face. And also, he'll prepare you for the opportunities that's coming your way. When they come, you'll be ready.
Yes.
And you'll protect it. You'll do it. You won't falter. And it won't be a problem to you.
That's good.
And there's nothing we can't learn in him. So, Jesus said in verse 22, "And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them." So, we have the same capability here. That they may be one.
You said the glory you've given me. Mm-hmm. Let us take it. And I mean, did y'all hear what he said in the word? The word is truth.
And I have given them. So we got it.
That's what being a disciple means.
Yeah.
We do what he does. We say what he said.
Yeah.
That's what they did. Yeah. They knew what a disciple was back then. A disciple, they taught everything their teacher taught. And they did everything their teacher did. They basically became like their teacher as much as possible.
Amen.
And then the word of God helps them grow beyond, like David did. Yeah. Now, there's something that's going on that has been going on a long time. People have not entered into what they have in Christ. Mm-hmm. Because their organized ministries, they were like denominational churches. I love them, but they'll give the pastor a church. When he finished seminary school, he has a church waiting on him and a parsons. Now, during that gap of time, he never learned to use his faith in ways that, let's say a person gets called to the ministry and then the Lord train them. They learn how to prosper. They learn how to develop. They learn how to use their faith. Like Pastor said, sometimes people don't learn to use their faith muscles. So the way tradition is, the pastor don't have to learn to believe for his own food or his own, you know. And then so when problems come, they have a lack there. They never got dealt. They have weaker faith muscles than those that they get out and then they follow the Lord and then they go for it. So the people that they train, their faith muscles won't be as strong either. The Lord trains us step by step. Mm-hmm. That's why Jesus said that. Okay. But the glory, we have so much we can do. All right. I had to get that out of me. And we'll see, the Lord don't skip processes. He will train us and prepare us for what's next. And it may look small, but it's not. Because everything that the Lord do, it turns out to be something greater than we realize.
Amen.
All right. With all that in mind, communing with the Lord, you know, we commune with him. We receive what he's saying. Verse 24, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Verse 25, "After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Lord, I thank you for communion. I thank you for every step you guide us into, every warning, every dream, every vision, every preparation. Lord, bless us to do all this in your heart and conquer all of our enemies in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.